Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
It's the Word that is going to keep you. It's the Word that is going to make you free. It's the Word that is going to energize you. You live according to what you know. Not what you feel, but what you know. So we talk about the second condition that the human spirit find itself. And that is when it align itself or himself to Satan. You're going to say, Pastor, how can one align himself with Satan? Yes. Can align himself with Satan, the devil. Look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Powerful scripture. Stay with me this morning. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. This is after the fall. Say after the fall. This is state of man. Now watch. Stay with me. After the fall, this is the state of man. Sometimes we don't think that there was a world before us. We think we are the only world. So sometimes I got to remind us that there was a world before you and I, where people live here. So we want to understand. And they come after the fall. And now I find in Genesis chapter 6, it says, then the Lord saw the wickedness of man. Was what? Great. Where? In the earth. And watch the word. And every intent of the thought of his heart was only what? And how was this evil? Continually. There was a world before us. And there were people. But they weren't good. They weren't good. They were wicked. The Bible says the intent in their heart, there was no good and evil here. Wait. We say that the day you eat of this tree, you will know what? And evil. Here, all the good is gone. There's absolutely no good. He says the intent of the heart, and the heart means the spirit of man. Now, the intent in there is completely what? Wicked. So that means Satan enter. Satan in control. There's nothing good in Satan. You hear me this morning? Satan can be good and evil at the same time or none at the time. Satan is 100% what? Evil. I hope you see that. So in here, there is absolutely no good. Let's see. Let's read one more verse. Verse 6. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart, in his spirit. The word heart there is God's spirit. Because he see now, he can't change man. There's no changing of man. Let's read. So the Lord says, I will what? Destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Both man, beast, creeping things, bird of the air, for I am sorry that I've made them. So watch this here. This was the first word. The first word. Now you. Now me. All right. So let's come back here now. This was the first word. This was the word that Noah was into. What happened to the people in Noah's world? What happened to them? All of them. All of them. All of them, every one of them died because their spirit, the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. In dying, you will die. You die when your spirit connect to the devil. You're done. I'm going to teach you now that you'll be careful. You absolutely finish because there's no coming back. If God could have saved them, they would have been saved. But the spirit is aligned with the devil. And when you align your spirit with the devil, everything about you become evil. I want to teach you this morning because we teach here. We have a solid church, a sound church. We don't profess to be holy. We don't profess to have more than nobody. We are saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. And we come to Celebration Tabernacle only for one purpose, and that's to learn the Word of God. That's it. Just to learn the Word of God and get out of here, practice it. Let me show you something. So now we know all those people were distraught. Here comes the second world. So now God made me and you. He's not sorry he made us. I'm telling you, okay? You're going to see. But if we align ourselves, he gives us every opportunity not to do that. And I will be teaching that and show you. There is one man in the Bible. We have an example. After that world that aligned himself with the devil. He aligned himself with who? The devil. I'm going to show you what happened to him. One man. Bible example, right? We got to get Bible example. So go with me to John chapter 13, verse 26 and 27. I so want you to get this teacher. Get it in your spirit, man. Get some understanding. Get some what? Understanding. John chapter 13, verse 26. Let's read it. Jesus answered, "It is he whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to a guy called Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Jesus, 12 people, and he asked that one of you will betray me. That was it. And they all jump and say, "Who is it? Who's going to do this?" And Jesus tell them, watch this. Jesus tell them exactly who is going to do the what? Betraying. What did Jesus say up there? Jesus answered it. "He whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot. So Jesus says, that's the guy. Look at the next verse. Now after the piece of bread, it was over. You see it? What Satan did? Enter him. Immediate. Satan went straight to his spirit. Straight inside of that spirit man, the spirit of man, the spirit of man. And Jesus knew Judas is a last cause. So he says, whatever you do, man, just go ahead and do it. There's absolutely no more talking. He is now controlled by Satan instantly. And we know what he did. Look at John 17 again and verse 12. John 17, verse 12. Jesus prayed to God. Let's read what Jesus says. "While I was with them in the world, I have kept them in your name." Who is that them he's talking about? The disciples. Okay? "Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. Except the son of perdition. That the scripture might be fulfilled." So what happened to Judas? Let me see here you. What happened to Judas here? Is done. He belongs to who? Satan. That's what I'm talking about. I need you to see it. He says, "The rest I have kept, but there's one that I couldn't keep. The son of perdition." This word is only used two places in the Bible. Two times. You'll see this word. One, it's used to describe Judas. He described Judas not as the son of God. He described Judas not as the son of God. Son of perdition. Son of eternal damnation. He's done. Eternally. So this word, when we see it twice. We got to be very careful. The next place we see this word used, that's when Satan enters you. When he enters. That's it. There ain't no praying for that person. It's called, it's over. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let's look at that word. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Can you read that? "There will come unless the falling away come first and the man of sin is revealed. So, son of perdition here is not Judas now. The son of perdition here is those that become, and we know the word, the Antichrist. The Antichrist. The Antichrist. The Antichrist. When those who the devil enters that will deceive the world. The Antichrist. So we got to be careful who we follow. We got to be very careful who we follow and what we hear. Because sometimes it sounds good, but it need a sound not good. So that doesn't go to church and say, man, they sound good in there. Careful. Just be careful. So we know Judas is a son of perdition. And we know that he totally wiped out because he was the son of perdition. And we know now in our days, according to scripture, there's another one that is coming. When you align yourself with the devil, that's it. And I want you to think of anyone you know. Because when the devil enters that person, is totally evil. You hear me? When the devil enters a person, he's what? Totally evil. There is no good in that person. None. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. Genesis 6, verse 5. Genesis 6, verse 5. Go back to verse 5. And the Lord saw the wickedness of a man was great in the earth. And every what? Heart is what? Evil. That's that man. Every intent, nothing good, only evil. That's a man that the devil has full control of. Condition of the man after the fall. He has this ability and he has this will, because we have a free will, to align himself with the devil. And when that man align himself with the devil, he ain't coming back. There's no way the devil is going to release that man. He's under full and total control. Everything about him is now evil. Totally. Because there's no good in the devil. None. You and I, we have. All of us, we're not there.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.